Good morning, brothers, sisters, friends. This is class number 13 for those of you that have been following us. If not, no problem, because this is something independent. Today we're going to study laws 5 and 6, and we're talking about commitment and glory of harvest. So law 5, it says, we reap in proportion to what we sow. It seems to be simple, but sometimes we get a little confused. Some people want to sow a little thing and get a big harvest. It doesn't work that way. So if we sow a few seeds, we get a few plants. If we sow many seeds, we get lots of plants and fruit. Nobody wants a poor harvest. I'm sure of that. So in 2 Corinthians 9:6, the Apostle Paul says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. As we have said, and all of you know, he's not talking about farmers, he's talking about it is a natural law, of course, but it is also a spiritual law. I would like to say that there are three levels of harvest. The first one, we can reap enough. That means choose what we need for myself or for my family without sharing or keeping wisely for hard times. Remember, the Bible says that even the ants are wise and they keep for the hard time, for the winter. Okay, so that first level is just enough. And the second one is I reap abundantly. That means I can share some. I have enough, more than enough. I have more, extra. But there is a third level, and it says that I reap super abundantly. This is the level God wants us to reach. On this level, his grace and promises are given, and our spiritual harvest pleases him. Because we need to keep this in mind. Our harvest is his. It belongs to him. It's not ours. So we need to please him with whatever seed we plant, and of course, the harvest we get. And I want to read Ephesians 3:20. That says that he, talking about God, he's able to do unmeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. When we sin in church or home, whenever we sin and we say that he is great and he does great things and he does miracles, that means we apply this principle in everything, especially when we sow. So, the economy of our God is like a growing cycle of multiplication. So in the natural, when we give, we have less. That's the natural. If I have $100 and I give you 20, I'm going to have less, 80. But in God's economy, the more I give, the more I get. That is the meaning of sowing abundantly. You know, the more I sow, the more I get. Because he works on this multiplication work. We are talking about quantity here, but the same applies to quality. Because the best seed we sow, the best crop we'll get. So it's not only the quantity, but it's also the quality. I'm sure that farmers buy the best seed because they want to get the best harvest. They're not going to get the cheapest seeds because they know their harvest is not going to be good. And every single farmer on this land always waits to get a good harvest. And that is a promise God has given us. So we trust him and we know the seed we plant, the spiritual seed, is always going to be good because it is his word. So we don't need to we don't need to be worried about the quality, because the word of God is always good. So that seed, since it is always good, we just need to be careful where we plant, and as I said before, the quantity, how much we plant, and for sure we're going to get an excellent harvest. That is law 5. So it has to do with quantity and quality. And I'm going to repeat the title for law 5. We reap in proportion to what we sow. That's a natural and a spiritual law. And then we're going to go to law 6. And it says that a good harvest is only possible if we persevere, as James 5:7 says. I'm going to read it for you. It says, be patient, then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. Now, here in Texas, we are beginning spring today. So that means people are waiting for rains, and if somebody sow, planted good seeds, they're waiting for fruits, you know, so plants to bear out. So there's always a time between planting and getting the harvest. If we plant today, we're going to get the harvest in some time. Galatians 6:9 says that at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's what he says. Paul again is talking. So if we trust our God, he is the one that gives the growing to the plants, and he's the one that has promised us to give us a good harvest. So no doubt, if we plant good seeds and the good amount and quality, we're going to get the best harvest. And remember, it is his. Some people get enthusiastic sowing the seed, but they don't wait. They don't want to wait. They get disappointed to the point of losing their faith. So they give up. And that's what the Apostle Paul is telling us. He's saying, don't give up. Don't get tired. You know, this is in a world where everybody wants everything quick. You know, fast food and fast everything. You turn on the TV, you see what is happening all around the world, and you can see and get everything almost, you know, in a second. But that's not the way it works with planting. And like in Costa Rica, for example, we have a lot of coffee plantations. And we know that when the farmer goes and plants the coffee seeds, he knows that he needs to take care of those, you know, the land, as we have studied before, the land and the amount of water, fertilizers, and, you know, take care of it. And the farmer knows that one day he's going to begin seeing his plants, you know, getting out of the soil. Then he's going to see his plants growing. Then he's going to see flowers and fruit. And then people are going to pick the coffee. We have a lot of coffee pickers that are waiting for that time. They cannot begin picking the coffee the same day they planted the seeds. So that's what Paul is trying to say, and that is also true for spiritual, for our spiritual land and our spiritual field. So let's say that lots of blessings are not received because we don't want to wait till the Lord's time. And this is sad, but what I'm trying to do is go back, read these verses, and think about that. What have you been waiting for that you have not gotten? What are you waiting for that you think that is not going to come? That's a lie from the enemy, because the word says that if we wait and if our planting was good, our harvest is going to be good. just wait. Pray. Because anyway, our Lord is the one that gives the power for things to grow. So let's wait and we'll get our blessing, the best blessings, because God always has the best for his children, for those who believe in him, for those who trust him. It doesn't matter the time we are living. It doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter whatever is happening around us. His promises are always faithful, and they are true, because it doesn't change. There's not a shade of changing in our Father. So doesn't matter what is happening, he won't change. And his promises, he'll keep his promises forever for his children, for those who believe in him, for those who are waiting in him. We are not waiting in the government. We're not waiting in people, in or the salary or the job or whatever. That's a blessing. But even if we don't have those things, we need to trust he's going to provide, because he is the provider of all of us, of all his children. I am a mother, and as a mother, I will never let one of my children, you know, to go starving. Well, our Father won't either, because he is the perfect Father. He does not have love. He is love. So he won't leave us alone if we look for him and we are connected to him. His power is the same, because the planet is still, you know, moving, and the stars are there, and the sun is there, and everything is in the place he put everything. So let's not be worried. Just be patient. That's what the Apostle Paul wants us to know. And something that, you know, it's really exciting when I read the Word of God, when I read the Bible, when I read these verses, is that we are promised a spiritual harvest also. We are promised a crown. You know what that means? A crown, being a king, being a special person. We are promised a crown if we get to the finish line. But the thing is that we need to get there. And it's not in our forces. It's not in my strength. I cannot do anything by myself. I don't have the power. I'm weak by myself. But in Christ, last Sunday our pastor was preaching about this. In Christ, we do have the power, because it's his power working through ourselves. So the last thing we'll reap is the approval of our Lord. Everything I do here on earth, everything we do, is because we're waiting to listen to his words. As in Matthew 25:23 says, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." It comes from the Bible. It is a promise, and we know it doesn't matter if we are talking in the natural world, the same as we know that if I grow tomatoes, I'm going to get tomatoes. If I grow aguacates, as we say in Spanish, aguacates, I'm going to get aguacates. So that's also the same thing in the spiritual world. So let's continue sowing the good seed, the Word of God, spreading the good news the world needs as never before. This is the time that when we need to spread the good news, because we hear a lot of bad news everywhere. You turn on the TV and you listen to bad news. You turn on the radio, you listen to bad news. You go to Facebook or whatever, you listen to bad news. Well, we have to be responsible, of course. And we have to follow and be obedient to what authorities say. But don't forget that God is controlling our lives. If we put our lives in his hands, that's the thing. So let's continue sowing the good seed. Maybe you're going to tell me that you cannot visit people or you cannot go knocking doors or whatever. We don't need to do that because as pastor, we were talking this morning and my pastor here, Pastor Kathy, said that thank God we have this media now. We have internet. We can even call our friends, our neighbors. We don't need to be all together. We can send messages, you know, supporting people, making them feel fine with no fear. We don't fear because the Bible says that in the love, there's no fear. And we are loved. That is the truth. We are loved by the Father. We are His children. So no fear. Do what we have to do with no fear. And I want to finish with this. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary, that is tired, in doing good. Let's not get tired. Let's continue planting. Let's continue sowing. This, our work is not finished. We will never go on vacation. The kingdom of God needs to go on. We need to continue. As we were joking the other day, but it's the truth. Don't spread the virus. Spread the word of God. So Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. He is faithful for you, for me, and for everybody who calls him and who looks for him. Just look for our God. He's going to be faithful. There's no other way. God does not know how to do, how to be, you know, the opposite of what he has said. He is loyal to his promises. He'll never change. His promises never change. So, He who promised is faithful. We have our Father. And let's wait in Him. The Father, the communion of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with all of us because the Holy Spirit inhabits us. He inhabits us. He lives in us. He is our power. He is our motor. He is the power that moves us. So go on. Just go on. Continue sowing the seeds, and I'm sure you're going to get a good harvest. And our final crown promised to us is going to be, you know, it's ready there waiting for us.